This episode is brought to you by Tranquil Path Financial Planning. Britta Kepf is a dedicated special needs financial planner at Tranquil Path Financial Planning. Britta's personalized approach in fee-only planning ensures unbiased, tailored advice. Britta specializes in retirement planning and addressing the unique financial challenges of families with special needs kids anywhere in the United States. Navigating government benefits and long-term needs planning can be overwhelming and stressful, but with Britta's guidance, families find clarity and peace of mind. Secure your family's future with a compassionate and knowledgeable partner. Contact Britta Kepf at Tranquil Path Financial Planning for personalized financial planning that meets your family's unique needs. For more information or to contact Britta, visit tranquilfp.com. That's TranquilFP.com. This episode is brought to you by Mightier. Mightier is a biofeedback-based video game platform that teaches kids to emotionally self-regulate. This leads to a significant reduction in meltdowns and parental stress. It's backed by science out of Harvard Medical and Boston Children's and has helped over 100,000 kids. For more information, visit theautismdad.com/Mightier. That's theautismdad.com/MIGHTIER and use the code theautismdad22 to save 10%. Welcome to the Autism Dad Podcast. I'm Rob Gorski. As a single dad to three amazing autistic kids, I've been the go-to global resource for autism parenting since 2010. For the past seven seasons, this podcast has provided parents with education, connection, resources, validation, and hope. This season, you'll hear from parents just like you, as well as my own kids, who will offer their unique perspective on what it's like for them to navigate the world as young autistic people. I'll feature experts from across various relevant fields, from parenting and education to therapies, nutrition, self-care, and more. So join us each week and connect with people who get it. You can subscribe on any one of your favorite podcast listening apps. And for more information, to be a guest, or learn about sponsorship opportunities, please visit theautismdad.link. On this week's episode, I sat down with my son, Gavin. Gavin is 24. He is autistic, and he is currently in that transitional phase as he's entering his adult, more independent life. And we spoke last year on the podcast about his job training journey and sort of those initial starts with like the DD waiver program and funding and things like that to where we are now. And there's some huge changes that are about to happen. And we're going to have a conversation about that because he's really excited and so am I, and I'm very proud of him. And I think it's really educational because there's so many of you out there that are asking questions specifically about this transitional phase. And I'm learning as I go. And so we thought we would share a little bit of that journey with you guys today. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope it's helpful. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in. Here we go. All right. So welcome back. What we're going to do today, as I mentioned in the intro, we're going to have a conversation with Gavin. Mm-hmm. Gavin is my 24-year-old autistic son, and he is in that sort of transitional period in his life where he is building his own future and doing more adult independent things, mm-hmm. right? And I think the last time that we spoke on the podcast, you were going through like job training.
Yeah.
And then you had like just gotten a job, I think. Like yeah. You just got your job. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
So let's do a couple of things. Mm-hmm. Let's update people as to sort of where you are right now.
Yeah.
Are you still at, let's do this. Are you still at the same job?
Yes.
How's it going?
It's going well.
How does it feel to get up in the morning and go to work and have a job? Like, how does that make you feel?
It's different from what I was used to, especially considering I did the same old stuff every single day for 10 years. And honestly, there are days where I just... meh.
It's just sort of meh?
Yeah, it's just sort of meh. Which you're going to have once in those days.
Yeah, so you just have kind of like a, eh.
Yeah.
So I get that. I think that's perfectly reasonable. I think we all have those kind of days, right?
Yeah, it's like that when I get up. Not so much when I get to work. You know, work is just, to me, it is exciting. You know, because every day starts differently. And what I mean by that is like I don't start with the same old stuff that goes to the same old places. I eventually get to that point, but I don't start with the same old stuff that I take out of the back.
Okay, so we can say that you work at a local grocery
yeah.
store, and restock the shelves.
Yes.
And so you're talking about like it's not always the same thing.
Yeah.
Like you work in the similar areas, but because people shop differently every day, like
yeah.
What you're stocking up, your days
well,
are
I do stock a lot of similar stuff. But what I mean by that is I don't start with the same items, same products.
So it's a little bit different every day.
It's a little bit different every day. It also ends differently every day or so. So like sometimes I'll be able to head home early if the manager doesn't have anything for me to help out with.
Okay. And so how do you get back and forth to work?
I have transportation.
And so who manages that?
Transportation.
You do.
Yeah.
You do, right?
Yeah.
So if there's any changes that need to be made or anything like that, that's what I was getting to. Like you're doing all that on your own.
Yeah.
So you call your transportation company and they communicate directly back and forth with you and you manage all of that on your own. Mm-hmm. You're managing all your work stuff?
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Feels good, but also feels unbelievable at the same time, considering before I started job training, I was pretty much stuck in like an infinite Groundhog Day scenario. And it went on to such a degree that I felt like I was never going to get out of it.
Just so that everybody understands, like I know what you're talking about. So I'm going to try and you're referring to like kind of getting up and having the same thing over and over again, right? Same stuff that you were doing.
Same stuff I was doing. Same.
And so now
it's
different.
Yes.
And you have different things that are popping up in your life.
Yes.
And you get to do different stuff. Mm-hmm. And you like it.
I love it. I love it. It makes me feel so much more alive.
That's good to hear. I like hearing that. What is the best part of having a job?
The best part of having a job. Hmm? I get to interact with people. Like, it's a no-brainer. I get to interact with real-life people, like, face-to-face. Mm-hmm. I'm not communicating with them through a game or a device or anything. I'm talking face-to-face with people.
Socialize. And so one of the other things that you're doing is you go to day service on the days that you are not working.
Yes.
During the week.
Yes.
Not on the weekends.
Not on the weekends.
The weekends are your home. So what kind of stuff do you do at day service?
I make chocolate. We have these little boxes where at these specific places all across North Canton, some in Hartville, and I believe also some on...
Just locally.
Big locally. Yeah. And we deliver them to these boxes to the places where we sell them. Mm-hmm. We take the money that we made off of them, and then we basically just go on a candy bounce sort of thing.
And then the money that you...
Sorry.
That's okay. And then the money that you guys generate just goes back into supporting what you guys are doing.
Yes.
Okay. What do you like about day service? Like, what is it? Because you do seem to really enjoy it. Are you making friends?
Yeah, I've made several different friends, actually. Some of them are there just like me. I've also made friends with a few of the staffers as well.
Okay.
All incredibly good people, mm-hmm. but equally flawed in their own unique way, and it's interesting.
Okay. Well, nobody's perfect.
Yes.
Right.
I'm not expecting everyone to be perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect is boring.
Right.
Who wants to be perfect?
No. Well, I don't want to be perfect. So, you even have friends you talk to on the phone now.
Oh yes.
Do you like text and stuff too?
Yes.
Wow. How does that feel?
Oh, I feel so much. That feels so good. That feels so good.
I wish you guys could see his face right now. But you could probably feel the smile or see the smile through the, you know, however you're listening to this.
My God.
But it's really good to see you happy with that stuff. I really like that. So yeah. it feels good?
It does feel good.
What are some of the cool things that you guys have gotten to do? Aside from like the chocolate stuff, you guys have gone on like outings?
Right? Oh, yes. On Monday recently, we had this whole thing where if we wore orange and packed a sack lunch, we would get into the Akron Zoo for free.
Oh, for like inclusion. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I completely forgot about that. And I forgot to wear orange, if you didn't count the little bit of orange that was on one of my hoodies. And
your watch band is orange.
True. And the sack lunch I brought had to be reheated or else it was going to be...
gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I could have also just bought some
lunch. Why is that, Gavin? How could you have just bought your own lunch?
Because I have money.
Because you have money. You have your own debit card and you're managing your own stuff. Like, how cool is that?
It is cool.
We have stuff that we have to learn.
There is room for improvement. I'm not going to lie.
But. I mean, you're doing really good.
I am doing really good. I'm. And the new model I've been using lately has actually been working out. Mm-hmm. I just have to really contribute to less shopping sessions. Not that I'm buying a whole lot, you know, sometimes I'm just buying like one or two things.
Well, you're talking about like groceries.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that for a minute. And kind of explain that. So as you're preparing for the next phase, which we'll talk about in a minute, one of the things is that you've decided you want to buy your own groceries.
Yes.
And buy the stuff that you need for your lunches and snacks and stuff like that. That way you have what you want all the time and it doesn't, you know, nobody else is eating it and all that other stuff. And so I think you went a little bit overboard at first because it was kind of like, this is so cool. I'm going to go spend all my money on junk food and all this other stuff.
Yeah. I guess the whole having money thing got to my head at the time. And Can you really blame me?
No, not at all.
I didn't really have like a really...
You had no income before that, really.
I mean... Yeah. And so I say this without any shame because I have no regrets with my early spendings. I got a little spend happy.
Yeah. I think everybody, you know, a lot of people go through stuff like that. So that's not...
Yeah.
But the point is you're learning.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to kind of lead us into the last part of this conversation, which he's got a big smile on his face right now, because this is relatively new.
Yes.
Right now, what are we currently working on right now?
Saving money.
Okay. No. Besides that.
Oh, aside from that.
Why? Why are we saving money?
Because I'm going to be having taxes, mainly rent. As far as I know.
Right. Why would you have rent?
Because I'm going to be moving out.
There we go. It was like pulling teeth. You were so excited to talk about this, and then it was like
I'm sorry if I intentionally made
this a man, Gavin.
Physically painful to get
no,
to.
No, that's okay. You're fine. So that was funny. So you're going to be moving out.
Yeah.
And that's sort of like we knew that was going to be happening, but we sort of thought it was going to take a long time to get there.
I was expecting more like end of 2024,
right,
beginning in 2025 sort of thing.
Yeah, we were thinking the goal was in 2024 to get the ball rolling on this.
Yeah.
And then because we wanted, you know, what we had decided to do was like, you've been at this job now, you'll be coming up on a year.
Oh yeah. Once May or June rolls around,
you'll be there a year.
It would have been like a full year since I started working at my job.
So we wanted you to get make sure you had steady employment.
Yeah.
And then we would focus on, you know, moving out. And so 2024 rolls around and we got in touch with your SSA at the local board of DD. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to her and I was like, okay, so this is what we're trying to do and this is whatever. And I was like, how long do you think this is going to take? She's like, oh,
10 days or something like that. And I was like, 10 days? Like, I was thinking like 10 months, whatever, right? And as of the time of recording this, we have a list of 8 or 9 providers mm-hmm. that just came in today that we have to research and schedule meetings with and interview them to see if yeah. they're a good fit. And the way that this works is we will interview, we'll meet with the people at each one of these places mm-hmm. and they will kind of interview you mm-hmm. and you'll get to interview them and ask questions. And if you like them mm-hmm. and they feel like you'd be a good fit, 'cause they try to like match people that would get along.
Oh yeah.
Then you go tour the house, and if you like it and it's what you decide you want for yourself, then we sign a lease and that's it.
Yeah.
And then you are out of the house and on your own.
This episode is brought to you by WeMeditate. WeMeditate is the first meditation platform tailored for children of all abilities, promoting emotional balance and easier bedtimes. WeMeditate offers a unique storybook experience where animal friends like Weasel, who navigates autism, and Fox, who alleviates anxiety, guide your children through calming meditations. With flexible content ranging from quick 5-minute sessions to more immersive 30-minute journeys, as well as 60 minutes of music that kids can relax and fall asleep to, there's something for everyone. New meditations are added regularly, so there's always something fresh to explore. WeMeditate is only $49.99 a year. For more information, please visit WeMeditate.com, that's WeMeditate.com, and use the promo code TheAutismDad to save 10% off your first year.
I...
Living with friends.
I don't know. Which one of us is more shocked, you or me? Because I think we were both equally
shocked. Well, I was driving to Kelly's house, and I remember exactly where I was when she said like 10 days. And I thought, 10 days? Like, that can't be right. I almost pulled the car over because like, I was so sure that this was something that was going to be a grueling, like year-long process where there was going to have to be funding stuff, whatever. And it's very simple. It's we interview, we find the right fit, and then you sign a lease and you pay your portion of the rent. And that's it.
Look, I think I was actually the one who was more shocked than you, because I was so used to everything being grueling and taken yeah. for bloody ever.
I remember when you were at your grandma's house.
Yeah.
And I called you and I was like, you need to sit down. And you're like, why? And I'm like, just sit down. Because I knew you were going to be like, this was going to be a lot for you to take in, because you had no idea. We all thought it was going to take forever. And I was like, Gavin, like, you could be out of the house within the next couple of months, like realistically. And it's been not even a month.
No, I think there was a long, steady amount of silence before I actually said something.
Yeah, because at first you were like, I don't even know what to say. Like, you were just in shock. And so was I. I had to wait all day to tell you, because you
I was at work at the time.
Yeah, too. You were at work. I didn't want to bother you at work.
No, and thank you for that, by the way.
You're welcome. We reserve that for emergencies. But yeah, I mean, you got home and I called and you were staying at your grandma's house that night, and so I called and talked to you, and I was like, this is what's going on, and you're just like, just didn't know what to say. And it's been a really cool process. Like,
yeah.
You're communicating with your SSA, you're managing a lot of this stuff. And I'm just sort of kept in the loop to make sure that I'm aware of what's going on. And we work as a team to yeah. help you find, you know, a good fit. And you decided that you wanted to live in like a group home setting, right?
At least for the time being.
Right. Yeah.
Until I can, you know, get into a relationship, possibly get married, and get a house.
Gavin.
I did tell you last time that was one of my goals for 2024.
2024. Look out, ladies.
You actually said the exact same thing the last time we did this. I swear to God, you did.
Look out, ladies. Gavin's putting himself on the market. But that's good. And I think, you know, the cool thing about the group home environment right now for you, mm-hmm. and, you know, maybe you find this is what you like to do and that's just what you do for a while, but the idea would be to kind of get you out of the house mm-hmm. where you are mostly going to be reliant on yourself, but yeah. there will be a staff member there mm-hmm. to make sure, you know, you get like medication refills and like all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they're there to help navigate any like challenges between you and your roommates or them and you, whatever, and just make sure that everybody is okay. It's just, but like you do so well for the most part on your own.
Yeah.
That's all you just need somebody who's just sort of touching base with you while you're getting used to this.
Yeah.
And maybe at some point you end up doing your own apartment or something like that. I mean, I see that as a total possibility for you.
Yeah.
Dog, look at you. You're like, he's focused on the dating part of it right now.
A little bit.
That's okay. Okay, so I want to share this if this is okay, and if not, we can remove it. And we're not going to say names.
No.
But you had somebody ask you out.
Yeah.
And what was your response? Because it was classic Gavin.
I'm not ready for
You said you were. You said you were still. What did you? How did you say it? You were still baking in the oven. You were like, I'm still baking in the oven, and I'm not quite ready yet, or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. I mean, I was so out of the loop socially, and what, and like society wise, I was trying to find my bearings in society again after 10 long
years. But I thought the point, like to me though. The fact that, I mean, I felt like that was a really mature, responsible way to approach that.
Yeah.
You know, you were very polite and you were like, you know what? I'm just not ready. I'm still, but you, the way you said it, cause you came home and told me about it. And you're like, I was like, look, I'm still baking in the oven right now. Or I still have time left in the oven baking, however you put it. It was some kind of baking reference.
It was a baking reference.
And the idea was like, you're just now starting to get your life together.
Yeah.
And you want to have some things in place before you start exploring that type of, that part of your life.
Plus, I also want to figure out what would my boundaries be in the beginning of said relationship, you know? Because a good relationship, you have to have boundaries in place for both yourself and your
partner,
you know? Like,
that's so freaking mature, Gavin. That's unreal. And that had to feel good.
That did feel good. That did.
Cool. So that's pretty much where we are right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to start going through your stuff.
Yes.
And getting ready to, you know, figure out what you want to keep and get rid of, because you tend to collect stuff.
This week, Friday, basically, or maybe tomorrow, I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. I'm going to get some plastic box, those big containers, because I can get those like incredibly cheap at where I work, because I have an employee discount and all that. But I'm going to be getting two of those.
You're like, the look on his face when he was like just so proud of himself. He's like, I can get this really cheap.
They are incredibly cheap.
Plus your discount.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
now granted, I have to pay $10 or more to get the discount, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be getting two of those big containers, and I'm gonna be using those to kind of, as of right now, put the stuff I'm getting rid of mm-hmm. in, you know, and I'm going to just get them in an organized position. I'm going to get myself a little bit, I'm going to get my,
you want to get organized.
I want to get my possessions organized.
Sure.
But I also want to figure out what I'm also going to take with me. And that's where like the second container comes in. Because I'm going to put some of the stuff I'm not wearing or I'm not using, I want to hold on to.
How big are these containers?
We're talking like something that I'm like half the size of your bed, like in length.
Oh, okay. So we need, okay. We'll figure out some of that stuff. Because that's a huge container. Well, I like where your head is though.
Yeah.
And we can come up with, we can sit down and come up with a plan of how to store stuff and how to, you know, go through and figure out what it is that you need or don't need, or you're willing to say goodbye to. And I know it was important to you that we donated stuff to like restore with Habitat for Humanity or something.
Or like Toys for Tots. I have a few things that could most definitely be given to kids.
Yeah. Or Goodwill or something. You want to donate the stuff. You don't want to just throw it away.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that could just be a waste. Because
sure.
This could also be so much better off being used to make someone else happy.
Sure.
And one of the things I always love to try and do every single day is help people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the whole reason why I chose this job in the first place that I have.
Yeah, because you feel like you're making a difference and you're helping people, and that's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, man. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to say before we kind of tie this off for right now? And then, you know, once we have an update as to what's going on in this next phase of your life, then we'll have a whole other conversation about that. I feel like it's going to be sooner than later.
Yeah. This year is going to be the craziest year for me.
But in a good way.
In a good way.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for it. I'm just at a point in my life now where I'm just like, you know what? If there are any challenges down the road, bring it on. I'm ready for you.
There you go. I think that's a great way to close it off.
Yeah.
Great job, Gavin.
Yeah.
Good job. And he made brownies tonight. So I'm going to go downstairs and have a brownie.
If there are any left.
There better be some left.
Watch, there aren't any left.
There probably aren't any left. Your brothers have been down there for a little while now.
Plus, I had like one more, maybe two more recently.
Oh, jeez. All right. Hey, well, thank you for sharing your journey and your story and helping us helping people to learn and see how this goes. I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. No, I'm waving to you for you to say goodbye.
Oh,
no, stop. Don't touch. Okay. Let's try this again. I was saying goodbye.
Yeah.
And then you're just sitting there. So I'm like waving to you like, say goodbye. And he's just like waving back to me. You got to say goodbye.
Bye.
All right. See you guys later. Bye.
Oh, jeez.
Goofball.
Before we go, I just wanted to take a moment and say thank you so much for taking the time to tune in and for all the support you guys have shown me over the last 7 seasons. I am so grateful and appreciative of each and every one of you. If you have found this useful or you just enjoyed listening, if you wouldn't mind taking a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever app you're listening to this on, or share it with your friends or whatever, it's a great way to support the show. Thank you. I really appreciate it. You guys can reach me at theautismdad.link. That's theautismdad.link. And we'll talk soon. Thanks. Bye.